Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I am your host, Easy, and I'm joined by my co-host. That's not how you say that. You're only one person. Wait, are you one person? What is a person, Betty B?
A person has a lot of definitions, but I am one of them.
And you are one of the definitions of a person?
Yeah, you open the book and it's like, oh!
It's Batty B! This is Batty B!
There's that silly looking face.
So, I want to dive in. Today we're going to talk about just our need to nerd in May and like just all of nerddom. But I also wanted to do a fun Nerd Fact of the Week. And this one's more of a game, Patty, because I'm curious if you could guess this. Because I didn't know that until this week. So, the number one most sold Zelda game of all time is Breath of the Wild, with 29 million copies sold. Over 29 million copies. Can you guess number two? And can you guess by how much Breath of the Wild sold more of?
Oh, jeez. Man, part of me, based on like our last episode, is making me think it's like a Star Wars game.
No, this is Zelda game. What is the?
Oh, the next Zelda game.
Yeah.
Probably. Man. Probably Majora's Mask.
No, not even close.
Not even close. Okay.
So, for what it's worth, you probably could have guessed this if you knew what the best-selling console of all time for Nintendo was. Do you know what that is?
It was the Wii, correct?
It is the Wii.
Okay. We've had that discussion before.
Twilight Princess sold 8.7 million copies. So less than one third of Breath of the Wild.
Gotcha, that makes sense. And you know, I haven't actually played many or any of the Zelda games, so like there's not that nostalgia for me. So I might not have been the person to know the answer to that question.
Dude, you know, it's kind of funny. Devonair and I were talking about Twilight Princess literally, I think, two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have our Wii is a GameCube Wii. And that game came out for both the Wii and the GameCube. And not only did it do that, but it is also the last time that Link was left-handed. They changed him to be right-handed and mirrored the game in Twilight Princess on the Wii, so that you were swinging your sword with your right hand, because historically Link has been left-handed, and they were like, well, there's way more people that are right-handed, so we need to switch this. But we both don't really like the Wiimote very much, and I'm kind of curious, what do you think a copy of Twilight Princess for GameCube costs?
Man, so also based on our last episode, right? Like seeing how much some of these like Star Wars games and like knowing I saw your tweet about what you paid for your Pokemon game and like what it costs now.
Yeah, last night. Yeah, I have a copy of Soul Silver that I bought for $30 with the case, and that game is $200 now.
Right. So my guess is maybe this GameCube game, I'm going to say, is 120. We'll go double, like, standard MSRP.
So DK Oldies is usually a super overpriced way to buy video games, just for those listening. They sell it for $154.99.
Okay.
You can get it on eBay for about $115.
Okay.
So
I was in the ballpark.
Yeah, so, you know, really want to play it on the GameCube instead of the Wii. Don't know if I want to play it that badly.
Right.
Well, we'll talk more about Zelda a little bit later. Before we do that, we just mentioned, if you want to talk about this type of stuff, head on over to our Discord. The link is in the show notes every week. It is a great way to talk to other people who are nerds just like you. No fantasy football quip this week. I think that we had the latest taken receiver, though, in the NFL draft, for the first receiver taken in a long time.
Yeah, was it 21st?
Yeah, it was pretty late. It was like,
and then it was a big run. Like, the under was going to hit. Like, possibly, but then it was like four receivers.
Yeah.
So it's in a row.
This is not a gambling podcast. Don't talk about the over-under on the number of receivers taken in the first round. Come on. Come on.
I paid attention. It's just like, it's just funny, fun things that you learn.
Let's get into our need to nerd for May. You know, let's talk about the things that we're nerding out about right now. And I'm going to go first this time. My main two nerd dumps, we're going to do one of them right now on stream. I've been playing a lot of RCQs. And because of that, I've been ending up with store credit to a store in Utah that does not have singles. And so there's not really a way for me to spend that store credit on Magic cards other than to buy sealed products. So, Patty B.
You cracking a booster pack?
We're cracking a booster pack on the show.
Oh, baby.
I got so many booster packs laying around right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about the luck. You've had really crap luck with your booster boxes.
So, we got an Elemental Dragon, a Full Art Land.
Ooh, fun.
Set
boosty?
Just a draft boosty.
Okay.
We did not get the Super Tetsuko Umizawa Fugitive.
Okay, cool. Our Multiverse Legend.
And our Invasion of Balanin. And this card seems bad. Doomscar Warrior is our rare.
Likes to back up things.
It does. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player or a battle, look at the top. Look at that many cards from the top of your library. When you reveal a creature or land card from among them, put that into your hand, put the bottom of the library in any order. If somebody leaves a YouTube comment on this episode that wants this boosty pack, it is all yours. I will mail it to you. But yeah, it looks like a fun draft set, and the reason I open this is that the Pro Tour is the time of this recording right now. It's really cool to see limited standard Pro Tour again for the first time, and I don't even know how long, Patty B, it's been. Like, what? There's a paper Pro Tour with limited drafts in standard? So that's a huge...
Right? Feels good.
That's a huge part of what I'm nerding out about. I had that on a little bit today after playing Smash Bros. With Matt. And honestly, MTG and Smash have really been, you know, they're always a part of, you know, my day-to-day life, but I've really been trying to focus on both of them a little bit more just for both the podcast and for, you know, just, I have an event coming up. It is called Crown the Third, actually, is what it's called. It's a regional event here in Utah for Smash Bros. And some of the best players in the world are going to come to that event. It might make it all the way up to, like, you know, a super S-level event, which is, you know, the highest level of Smash that an event can be. So pretty freaking excited. So those have kind of been like the big things. And then yesterday was Star Wars Day. At the time of the recording, we released our Star Wars gaming podcast. And then I finished Brotherhood, a Star Wars novel. I also got to play a bunch of the new Lego Star Wars, downloaded it to my computer, actually. I was mostly playing it on the Switch, but I sit in front of this computer so much for other things, I decided to download it on here. And it actually plays really well on my iPhone, on the Xbox Cloud Gaming app. So I played it in bed last night while we watched Clone Wars as well. So that's kind of like a lot, but that's kind of what I've been nerding out about. Like, you know, the Spencer's Big Three: Star Wars, Magic, and Smash.
There you go.
What about you? What have you been nerding out about?
Yeah, so I really have been tackling my video game backlog, right? You lent me that controller that plugs in, so I'm able to play games on my computer. Finished Ruby, got that all done.
I lent you a controller that plugs in?
Yeah, just a...
Are you talking about the Pro 2?
Yes, I think so.
You don't have to plug it in.
It plugs in. It works.
All right, fair enough.
I recognize. Okay. I thought that was kind of the point. Was I was having trouble initially with like connecting my Xbox controllers to
But you can unplug it and it will stay connected.
Oh, okay. I don't need to unplug it. Like, I'm sitting here.
Yeah, that's right? Fair.
Like,
that's fair.
Close enough that, like...
Nice.
It's cool. So, yeah. Completed Pokemon Ruby. That was sweet. I've been playing some Jedi Survivor.
No, yeah.
Or not Survivor, but the Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Those... You're not wrong. That is a hard game.
Yeah, it is.
The puzzles are tricky, and like knowing where to move so you don't fall off and have to. It's,
you know what, man. Honestly, like a lot of people are like, you can't like ruin the puzzle by Googling it. But honestly, like if I get stuck long enough on a puzzle, I'll Google it. I just will. I think that it like there's no reason to risk your enjoyment of a video game that you're enjoying. Like for some weird principle like that.
Yeah, part of it is too, I did that with this, I think it's the first moon that you go to, or first planet you go to, it starts with a Y. You have to battle the like temple guards, you learn how to force push.
Yeah.
Like putting the balls where they're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Had me feeling like Happy Gilmore yelling at the golf ball. It's like, why won't you go to your home?
Yeah. You know, I can honestly say that I Googled that one the other day when I was replaying it because I couldn't remember. And what was funny is I was right on how it worked, but the sequencing in which you did it, I had wrong.
Right.
So. Yeah.
So.
Is it fun?
Yeah, that's what I've been. It is fun. It is, for what it's worth, it is fun. Also yesterday for Star Wars Day, I was tackling Andor, another show, like a show that I had was planning on, you know, working on. And I am through episode 7. You're totally right. After episode 3, it ramps up and it's a great show.
Yeah. It's a little slow to start.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, man. That's a lot of Star Wars. I gotta ask, was that you, that was your first playthrough of Ruby?
Yes.
Where would you rank that among Pokemon games you played?
Man, I have a special affinity to Pokemon Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I played a bunch of Pokemon Gold when I was a kid. So, man, it's really close, right? Like, Gold and Yellow were the other games that I played a bunch. I'm gonna go Gold, Ruby, Yellow. As Gold, far Ruby, as...
Yellow?
Yeah.
I have another question. Did you do the contests?
No, I did not do the contests.
I
was trying to like speed run through.
Sure. The contests are my favorite because you can you can do just like if you're playing at home, you know, you can actually make a bunch of different high level Pokeblocks. And mm-hmm. Just change your moveset a bunch of times to actually get like all of the contests done with like one Pokemon was like something that I really tried to do as a kid. So it was really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's what I've been currently nerding out about.
Well, what's the next one? Like, what's next on your agenda? Are you keeping going, or is there other things on the horizon for you?
Yeah, I'm going to keep going with Jedi Fallen Order. You gave me a lot of Star Wars games to play, so I'm going to try and tackle those and get those back to you. And it's kind of funny with but the like with the writer's strike, the fact that like we've kind of shifted back to like or shifted to video games during this time. Might be a good thing for, you know, for our content,
and for our sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I haven't really looked as to like, I know that. Well, we'll get into some of that during my news.
Okay.
Actually.
Yeah. So that, and then the one thing that one of our listeners brought up to me, and I think we should do an episode dedicated to this topic at some point. There's a new Muppet series coming out, The Muppets Mayhem, releasing on May 10th to Disney Plus. And I think that's one of the nerdiest age-old questions is like, what movie would you have Muppetized, and who would be the one human character, right?
It's gotta be like John Wick or like.
So we can talk about it sometime.
Yeah, or like James Bond or something.
Those are some interesting ones.
Star Wars Episode 3 would be really funny. You like leave Anakin as the only non-Muppet, Hayden Christensen. That'd be funny.
That would be pretty funny. There's so many fun scenarios with that. But that's something that I'm excited for and looking to watch coming up.
Yeah, so for me, I lost my job about a week and a half ago. And so I haven't bought Jedi Survivor yet. I plan on buying it probably this week. And I was also waiting for my contacts to come in because I lost my eyesight for a little while there. And I gotta say that, I can't be more excited for a video game than I am for Jedi Survivor. So I'm also trying to like not get it immediately and like not go a little too hard on it, because I'm just the type of person that like needs to have no expectations and no hope going into stuff. So that's kind of next on my list of things. And then I promised Maxlo that we would buy Tears of the Kingdom still right when it comes out and play that together, and I'm sure that it will actually take up way more of my time than Jedi Survivor is going to be able to take up, because I'll have to play it with him all the time. But it should be a good time. It should be really fun. We've been playing a little bit of Breath of the Wild lately, just me and him, to kind of prepare ourselves for this new game, and it's really exciting, something that I think that both he and I are really excited about. So that's kind of like next on my nerddom. I too was kind of working on my backlog by playing that Lego Star Wars game. But yeah, that's kind of it for me. I want to talk about nerdy news. You kind of brought up the writer strike. It was going to be one of the things that I want to talk about, and the reason that I wanted to talk about it is that it was announced that they would continue production on the Amazon Lord of the Rings Rings of Power series through the writer strike, and that they would not be joined by their executive producers. And I'm kind of curious your thoughts on this. A show that already had people upset continuing through the writer strike seems a little damning, man.
Yeah, that's not a great look. Not real good. You can kind of tell, right? Like, who's, that Amazon is what Amazon is, and it's not really about the people. If they're gonna continue,
with I for one, like, show. It is one thing for the writers' union and stuff. But, I mean, I'm taking it from a much more selfish approach and, like, how scary this is for the content itself. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you don't have the people who wrote it and you don't have the executive producers overall joined in this. Like, what is this going to do to the content?
Yeah, it might bastardize it and make it something that's very off from what...
Yeah, so
it would be intended to be.
Example, just kind of really quick. I know that I think Witcher season 3 just came out, like just barely. Before I say that, I should check.
I think it's soon. We gotta.
I know. I think it literally. Oh no, I'm sorry. It premieres June 29th.
Yeah.
So like a show like that where the writing is so important, I think is very true already of Lord of the Rings. And I really liked Rings of Power personally. I know that like a lot of people didn't like it because it wasn't true to the source material or like 100% accurate to the source material. But I don't think that you have to be when you're like, I don't know, like a fantasy TV show. So I don't know. It is the first thing that I saw that it was like, oh no, are they going to heroes this? Like, is this going?
Oh, man. I haven't heard that reference in a while.
The thing is like, plenty of shows survived the writer's strike. Like, Big Bang Theory went on through the writer's strike. So it's totally possible. I don't know.
Yeah, we also got some, like, really cool independent things, right? Like, that's where Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog came during the writer's strike. So I'm going to try and remain hopeful, right, that, like, we may get some cool independent stuff where they actually are paying their writers throughout this strike. And I did see what other news do you have? I mean, it's kind of like
that was it. That was the big one for me.
It's pretty encompassing, right? It touches a lot of things. I did want to provide one update. I know that we had talked about Yellowstone before. And I did see an article where it looks like, yeah, that it is coming to an end as a sequel series has been ordered. So
is that because Kevin Costner's leaving?
That's very possible. I didn't think that was something that was going to happen because there's so much story to be told there. But if you haven't watched Yellowstone, check it out. Really great show.
Totally one that I plan on watching. That's the one that's on Prime? Or what is that? Paramount?
So, yeah, the first few seasons are on Paramount Plus, the new season we paid for so that we could watch it as it's released.
Maybe I'll watch that with Debonair tonight. We have Paramount Plus. Maybe we'll throw on that.
Sweet. Got a couple trailers. I saw that Dune has a new trailer that came out.
Oh, I saw that too. I haven't watched it yet.
Me either. But that was Dune was an interesting movie. I really liked the actors, and I think they did a great job. It was also it just felt super long, right? Like it was.
Isn't the like book a, Dune like?
It yeah, it's a.
Isn't it itself super long?
It is. It's just yeah, in the theater that was.
I've never read Dune, and I didn't watch the movie. One, because when do I have time to watch Dune?
Sure.
But I don't know. I heard that it was a really good movie.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that it wasn't a good movie. It was really long.
Sure.
And I think it lost a lot of people. But I am excited for Dune 2 because they did kind of leave it in a weird spot where, like, things didn't quite seem finished.
Sure.
So, throughout this long movie, Mario dominated again. Mario is still leading the box office, so that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's one that I need to see here pretty soon. I'm curious. I think that this got announced maybe they didn't announce. I was going to say, have they announced the Way of Water date for Disney Plus? And it doesn't look like they have.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then, one other thing that I saw that piqued my interest. You know, we've been talking a lot more about some video games. We've got another, and video game adaptations. There is a new adaptation, I guess, coming to Peacock in July of Twisted Metal with Anthony Mackie.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. That was just like a fun, like, Smash 'em car game and how that they're going to turn that looks like kind of feels like a Fast and the Furious
nice
style series. So
nice. Anything else?
That's about it, I think.
Okay. Well, I think that will wrap it up. If you have something that you want us to talk about on the show during one of our main topics, go ahead and leave a comment. Every 2 months or so, we get, you know, we get together, we kind of chat, and then I make a kind of an episode schedule. And we got some good ones on the schedule this month. I'll kind of just take this time to read off the schedule for those who are kind of curious on what's on the horizon. Maybe I did it. Did I not post it?
No, I don't think so. That's why. I know we all wrote down the notes.
I have a schedule
on our track to San Diego.
So. I have a schedule.
Oh, perfect. Sweet.
So Next week, we will be continuing our season series on Cobra Kai with Season 3. Following that, we'll be doing our Need to Nerd just after Zelda comes out for our Need to Nerd Zelda. So Patty B can talk about how little Zelda he's played. Have you played any of them? Maybe that's a bad
zero.
Episode.
Actual zero.
All right, then we probably won't do that episode. We'll probably have to do something else. And then after that, we'll have Dragon Print Season 3. Value in gaming, a topic that Patty B came up with, talking about the ways to get the most out of, you know, your dollar when it comes to gaming. And then it looks like I have a duplicate in here that's got to be fixed. But then we have our Lord of the Rings trilogy review, where we'll go over the Lord of the Rings trilogy as a whole. Long lost gems. This is an episode I came up with talking about things that, like, were really good that people stopped talking about, that, like, you know, you whether it be video games, movies, comic books, TV shows, books, like, tons of things to just kind of remind people about really cool things that we don't, you know, people don't talk about anymore. And then our Need to Nerd Theater. So lots of really good ones coming up. Theater. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. You can find me at SpencerHH. You can find Patty B at PattyBMTG. You can find the podcast at Need to Nerd Pod. You can find us on TikTok at HeezyGame. We'll see you all next time with another episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. Mm-hmm.